Because He reigns, January 4th. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, The Lord reigneth. The world that Satan has claimed and has ruled over with cruel tyranny, the Son of God has, by one vast achievement, encircled in His love, and connected again with the throne of Jehovah. Cherubim and seraphim, and the unnumbered hosts of all the unfallen worlds, sang anthems of praise to God and the Lamb when this triumph was assured. They rejoiced that the way of salvation had been opened to the fallen race, and that the earth would be redeemed from the curse of sin. How much more should those rejoice who are the objects of such amazing love? With eager desire all heaven had waited for the end of His tarrying in a world marred by the curse of sin. The time had now come for the heavenly universe to receive their King. With joy unutterable, rulers and principalities and powers acknowledged the supremacy of the Prince of Life. Songs of triumph mingle with the music from angel harps, till heaven seems to overflow with joy and praise. Love has conquered. The lost is found. Heaven rings with voices in lofty strains proclaiming, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. From that scene of heavenly joy, there comes back to us on earth the echo of Christ's own wonderful words, I ascend to my Father, and your Father, and to my God and your God. The family of heaven and the family of earth are one. For us our Lord ascended, and for us He lives.